Okay, welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Labrador Energy Podcast. Another guest today. You like my presence for the podcast?
Yeah.
We have Julieta Degrassi. Is it like Neil deGrasse Tyson?
He doesn't know my name.
Julieta DeGrassi. DeGrassi? DeGrassi.
It doesn't matter.
Welcome. How are you doing today?
Great.
Welcome. Are you facing the pandemic? Julieta, for those of you that don't know Julieta, it's you can follow her on Instagram at
You got to write it down, right?
I'm gonna put it there.
Yeah, I put it there.
Yeah. Follow her on the thing that's clipping here. Welcome.
I don't have TikTok though.
It's okay.
I heard that it's a thing that people are doing.
Would you consider TikTok?
Come on.
Would you consider expanding to TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know. What is it, good?
It's a lot of videos, yeah, small videos.
Oh, well.
Very good. So tell us a bit more about yourself, Julieta. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Argentina, which is not Germany. Is that good?
Yes, very good. Yes. Tell us a bit more. When did you... Okay, so the point of the Labrador Energy Podcast, for those of you that are just tuning in, is just trying to find out a bit more about why you left Argentina and what was the spirit of adventure, aka the Labrador Energy, that has determined you to force yourself into the world.
Sorry.
Did you force yourself into the world?
Yeah, but in a good way. I bought a ticket. I didn't power. Yes.
How long ago have you left Argentina?
8 years. 8 long years. Help.
So you moved directly to Berlin, yes?
Yes. It was from Buenos Aires to Berlin. And the first thing that I saw from Germany was Rathaus Neukölln.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For those of you that don't know Rathaus Neukölln, it really is the rat house.
It's a more like Turkish kind of like neighborhood. So I was like, oh, this is different than what I thought it was.
Before if I was getting more advanced, yes?
No. Just less trash, I guess.
But why did you move? Why Berlin?
Why Berlin?
Yeah, when you left Argentina, you were like, I want to go to Germany.
Oh no, I had to tell the story. Should I tell a long story? The story that I tell in dates? The story that I tell to people?
So tell the story that you tell to people that you don't like.
You know, I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, the long one. Okay. Anyway, so I needed a change. I was 25, 26. Mm-hmm. So this really didn't happen years ago. It happened 2 years ago.
Okay.
and then I met this German dude back home. And my mom was like, you should date him.
Your mom was very encouraging, yes?
Yes. Yeah, it was kind of creepy. I think she wanted to, you know.
She wanted little European babies?
She wanted to date him, but she's too old for him.
Oh, so she was living vicariously for you.
In a creepy way.
Interesting. Nice. Would you tell her about your dates with him?
No.
Okay, well, she wasn't getting a lot out of it.
No.
Then. Okay.
She was like, my daughter. Anyway, I think I punched my... Anyway,
it's okay.
Cool. Then I met him. I didn't want to... Oh.
I thought I was looking down.
I feel so good. Can I go this higher?
Yeah. But oh. You have to probably like raise from the chair. There's a little button.
Oh, I found it. Wait.
Okay. Sorry. It's a bit difficult to find. It's the G button.
It's G button. Ah, come on. Oh, this is great.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel like I should elevate myself again.
Do we have to edit? Could we start again?
I'll probably.
Okay, so I met this German guy, and I was like, I need a change. To be honest, I didn't really care.
Mm-hmm. About him?
Yeah, about like having a future with him. I was just like living the moment. Mm-hmm. Like you always should do, you should live the moment.
Live the moment, guys, do cocaine.
Okay, not that moment, that's bad. Anyway, so we went on a couple of dates, and then we, after 2 weeks, we moved in together, and then...
Well, that's a... It's a big step.
Yeah, it's a big step.
Whose idea was it?
His.
Oh, really?
This was me. Yeah.
But what was he doing in Argentina?
Oh, he was trying to speak Spanish, like learn it.
These fucking first world people.
You know, no, because, yeah, it was funny because at the end he met me so fast that I was translating everything, so he didn't learn Spanish at the end. Sad.
Interesting, yeah. It's no bueno.
Yeah, no bueno.
As they say in Spanish.
Exactly.
Okay, so then what happened? So basically, you moved here for love. Was that the story?
Yeah. No, it's so gross because no one knows what love is here.
That's true. So it's the only thing the only truth here is kebabs, guys.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
We can eat something. I'll cook with cookies. You brought cookies.
Yeah, but I'm going to eat it. They don't. They shouldn't.
So he said, "Come with me to Germany."
No, he didn't. he said, let's move in together, let's travel together. And then when was the time to come back, mm-hmm. he was like, I need to come back. And I was like, okay.
I'm coming as well.
And I was like, should I go? I was like, sure.
Okay.
And then we got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that escalated fast. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got officially married.
Officially married, yeah.
Okay, but you didn't get, but you already had European citizenship, right?
No, not yet. But oh, then yet, after okay. that, I got one.
Okay, but that was not like, oh, we canceled it. We didn't get married for the visa or anything. We got married out of love, yes?
Yes, sure.
It's very common. It's very, okay.
Yeah, so I like the love here comes with papers, so that's good.
That's a joke right there. Write it down. Love comes with papers.
Okay, cool. I will write this joke.
You write it down, yeah. I usually do that all the time. Oh, actually, it's recorded now, so you can come back to it.
Okay.
Okay, so you were married.
Yes.
Interesting. How long did it last?
The togetherness?
I guess the marriage.
Oh, we still are.
Really? On yeah. papers?
Yes.
Well, you're a married woman.
No. To the people that I date, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about this. Just kidding, they know.
Very good.
I don't know.
Okay, so you got married and then like the thing fell apart.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
Some years.
Okay, but it was an investment. Now you were in Germany, yes?
Yes.
And do you like it here?
That's...
How long did it take you to learn? You speak German, yes?
Yeah.
Fluently?
Yes.
How long did it take you to learn German?
2 years and a half.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Is it? Do you speak it?
Not at all. Oh. But I don't really have any plans to learn it either.
You have?
No, don't have.
No.
Because like I'm thinking like, what am I going to use German for?
Well, you're in Germany, maybe to speak it.
I mean, it sounds good on paper.
It doesn't.
It doesn't sound good in any context. So the logic was like, okay, if I'm going to spend time learning German, it is more time out of the day that I won't spend on, you know, focusing on comedy or whatever I'm doing, right? So I figured like, I don't know how long I'll be in Germany for, and everything that I do in English, there's no point learning German. So that's kind of how I live my life.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But then, you know, I'm having some, every now and then I have a falafel, so I'm integrating. Julieta's done with my shit. She's done with
this. Doing this for comedic purposes.
Yes, exactly. But, yeah, so okay, so then how did that kind of come across? Were your parents happy that you moved to Germany?
Oh, no, I think they were sad, I'm not sure. Didn't say much about, I mean, they came to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess they're sad, but it's fine.
So did your life improve when you moved to Germany? Or was it Argentinian life better? Let's talk real shit.
Well, I think if you... every place has their like good things and mm-hmm. bad things. Mm-hmm. So here, economy-wise, it's better. Mm-hmm. Money-wise, you can do more with like working less. Mm-hmm. So that's great. The other stuff, you know, like culture.
Right.
You know.
There's a wall here.
there's a wall. I know, the weather is shitty.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's not always shitty. Summer's pretty nice.
I like that now it's like everything, if you
yeah,
see
now it. It's like post-apocalyptic outside. I mean, they can see the window there, so it's like...
You can see it, yeah.
Clearly death.
Yeah, it's like a shadow, like, yeah. My country is going to always be my country, so it's like...
Would you go back?
Why? Is Germany over?
No, I mean, it's...
Are we done with Germany?
I think we're canceling Germany. I mean, Angela Merkel is stepping down in 6 months.
Was it?
Yeah, Angela Merkel is stepping down in 6 months.
No, are you serious? I like that lady.
She's done. She's 15 years in power. She's going away.
No, no, no.
They're going to put a man in charge.
Isn't she like 20 years in power, though?
Something.
Okay. Like
Germany.
Fuck.
I don't follow politics in this country.
She's great. Every time that she speaks, I'm like, I'm going to cry. She's great.
I know, right? It's an actual person with you know, in power. These little responsibilities.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? But would you, okay, because I was asking, a lot of my mom keeps asking me, Drago, sure, are you moving back to Romania?
You want to go back to Romania?
No, why would I go back to Romania?
That's what I'm...
Yeah. But then she was asking me, like, okay, what would determine you to move back to Romania? Like, what situation, we're playing these, like, you know, imaginary games.
Fun!
So I'd be like, okay, mom, I would go back to Romania if, like, I was offered, like, a lot of money.
For who's going to offer money?
I don't know. That's what I was telling her. Like, okay, mom, because, well, technically my mom doesn't know I do comedy full time.
What do you mean she doesn't know?
She doesn't know. It's a long story. the story is like she thinks I'm working in accounting, whatever.
A little bit?
Not at all. I don't even know how to count. But the point is, if I would tell her, she'd constantly be worried, right? She'd be like, Matragos, have you eaten? What are you eating? You know, that kind of stuff.
Do you eat? I'm worried about
all
you.
All the time, yeah. Quite yesterday, I bought tomatoes. And I will have you know that I found tomatoes for 59 euro cents a kilo.
Tomato is also a fruit and a vegetable.
59 at the Turkish market. This podcast is sponsored by Ajida Supermarket.
You should get some sponsors so you can get some food.
First, I need to get listeners, which means it makes more interesting.
Yeah, like, that would be good.
But yeah, so basically, she's like, "Would you move back to Romania?" And I was like, "If I would move back to Romania, if I would want to work in entertainment, Romania, right? Mm-hmm. So then rice, what?" I'm stuck in the food. So then, let's say, if someone said, like, okay, Dragoș, we've seen your stuff on TikTok. We would like you to star in this Romanian telenovela. And we're going to pay you $500,000 a year.
What kind of, what character you have in the soap opera?
I mean, I would be maybe like the, not the main character.
Come on, why not?
I could be like the main character. I would be like the main character, but like the villain.
Oh, I like that.
You know? So then they're like, look, we're going to give you $500,000 a year after tax.
Because you have to pay taxes.
In Romania.
Okay. Just in Romania?
In Romania, yeah, just in Romania. And I'd be like, okay, maybe I would consider that, you know? Mm. I'd be like, you know, why not? $500,000, I would try it out for 1-2 years. But then that's kind of be like, that would be my condition, right? Mm. So if you were to move back to Argentina, what would be the conditions?
Well, it would be great if it's not a poor country anymore. That would be awesome.
Number one, just go for like an industrial revolution.
Yeah, what about, you know, it would be great if it's not that dangerous, but that's not going to happen.
But how dangerous is Argentina? Is Argentina more dangerous than like other countries in South America?
No, I would say it depends where exactly.
Is it more dangerous than Guatemala?
I guess not.
Honduras?
I guess not. Are you trying to get people like... people from Honduras to hate me. Yeah. Your country's lovely, I love it.
But like, well, okay, so in terms of danger, like, do you know anybody having had anything negative happen to them? Like,
yeah, sure, robbed? Me.
Oh, you got robbed?
Yeah, I got robbed several times. One time, the guy robbed me and then he slapped me in the face.
Really?
Yes.
How old were you?
I was like 24 or something like that.
Was it during the day, during the night?
During play, like daytime, like it was 2 p.m. or something.
Really?
Yeah, and there were people around. It was like, but then it was kind of like, oh, I should maybe move.
Oh, okay. That was like, okay, maybe it's.
I don't like being slapped in the face by strangers. I like it in the bedroom.
That's who the Instagram handle here.
Slap me in the bedroom, not when you're robbing.
Interesting. That happened. Okay, because like the thing is, so when I was like maybe like in sixth grade, somebody stole my hat. In Romania.
And they punch you in the face?
Not really, they just stole my hat. They just ran past and they took my hat. It wasn't even like a fancy hat.
That's it?
Like,
yeah, that's all happened?
That's the worst that happened to me. And I'm trying to think if anyone else had anything worse, but no, I think Romania wasn't as...
You know, I was dating this guy for a little bit and he's from the UK. And we were talking about dangerous stuff happening with his friends.
Okay.
And I said what happened to me. And then he said, yeah, my bike lights were stolen once. You know, Europe is great.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Okay, I have friends that have gotten like robbed. But they...
With a gun? Boo-boo.
No, it's difficult to get guns in Romania. Huh. I think just generally in Europe, it's difficult. Is it easy to get guns in Argentina?
I guess so. Okay. you can make your own gun.
Like 3D printed or just like?
No, you can have a knife.
I mean, knives are more common.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the main reasons why you left is violence.
Well, yeah, it was kind of like, it's annoying to think about. Like, I just realized, when I moved here, I realized I don't have to think so much about it. Mm. It was like a revelation.
Right, it's like another, not one less thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Interesting. But what about the food?
The food is, so that's the thing, the food is good. So my German ex, when we were there, he was like, you guys don't have any bread. Because apparently bread is a really big thing in Germany. Anyway, we had food.
Yeah, like actual food.
We had like really good food. So I was thinking when all this pandemic thing, I was maybe I should go back.
To Argentina?
Yeah, if I'm going to be poor here, what's the difference? I have better like food and nice weather.
Right. How does Argentina fare with the pandemic?
Well, they are in denial. They deal with it, like at the beginning it was really good how they dealt with it. And then now they forgot.
Okay, they were like, it's gone.
They were like, it's not happening, it's summer. Yes. We say, well, my therapist says that it's like a...
My therapist.
I have a therapist. She said it's like a country of teenagers. That's the DNA.
Really? Is she also around Argentina?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
She.
Okay, fair enough. Is she
can
here?
You believe a woman can be a therapist now?
I mean, I've only been to a therapist once.
And come he was tell the real stuff.
And he was a Polish guy. And then basically, my company asked me to go to the
therapist. Why did they ask
you? Well, basically, I went and I was like, guys, I want to resign to do comedy. And they were like, well, we're going to pay for a therapist for you.
They thought you were cuckoo because...
Yeah, they were like, why don't you go see this guy? Have a quick chat with him.
How did that go?
I mean, we went to have a chat and the guy was like, basically, he got a bit depressed.
He's a great comedian.
he got a bit depressed. Because like, I was telling him, like, you know, look, I feel like I've done this, I've done that. And I feel like, you know, at the moment, I just want to, like, you know, I have nothing to lose if I try. And he was like...
Well, what about...
Huh?
Money or...
I mean, that's the situation. That's how I was like. And he was like, yeah, you know, that's what I would do as well, man. You know, I wish I was in your place. And I was like,
I think you need a new therapist.
Yeah. Are you okay, bro? you wanna switch seats here? You wanna talk? This was because when I was in Estonia, and he was like, he was just an old guy, and then he a lot of times he was telling me a lot of the people that probably wasn't wise for him to give me like information on his patients. He was like, you look, man, I have all moisture in passes. Well, I have a lot of people coming from here. A lot of them.
Are you doing an accent?
That's how he sounded. He was like, a lot of them, they've been abused. A lot of them, they've had problems. A lot, they have domestic violence, abuse.
Comedians or people in general?
Just people in general.
Okay.
In Estonia. Because this guy was in Estonia. Uh-huh. Look, you have, there's no problem. You're just, you know, you're just finding your way. Just go and find it.
Oh, so, and then he opened the window and you flew away.
That's exactly it. And then he jumped out of it and killed himself.
Nice. DM.
Anyway, the point was that you were talking to your psychiatrist. Therapist.
Therapist.
Okay, I always get those two confused.
Yes.
Okay. Which one is which?
what is someone... what were we talking about?
We're talking about, like, you're talking to your therapist and they're saying that Argentina is a country of teenagers.
Yes. Because she's now...
Everybody's fucking. That's
what it is. Yes. Anyway.
that sad full gaze to the camera.
It's just like a little drop. No, so she lives in Brussels. So
okay.
She also moved. But she comes and goes. So she's now in Argentina and she told me everyone forgot about Corona.
Mm.
So... And now in Argentina, they legalized abortion.
Okay.
So that
was not legal before.
No, there was not.
So now just everybody's like...
Yeah, getting pregnant. No. No, the thing is, it was like a huge thing because everyone was in the Congress, like outside,
okay.
Like trying, waiting for the result of the voting.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, it was very like emotional because it's like something that we're like fighting for so long as feminist women.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like so many people outside. And I was like, but dude, it's a pandemic. You guys cannot be like
Corona,
thousands.
Yeah. They didn't have masks?
Maybe, but it's... No, I don't think
it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. There's more cases.
It's interesting. Do you still follow the news from Argentina?
No.
Okay, very good. When did you stop?
I think I never did when I was there.
Right.
But I... Because it's a place that news are always there. It's very like...
Mm.
When I was there in March last year, the Corona was like happening there. But it was like 24/7, old Corona. So it's like... When there's a news, and you hear all the time.
Ah, okay. It's bombarding everywhere. Yeah.
So when you're like away, there's nothing. You can just like unplug from it.
Right. Because I like for me, I think it took like about 2 years to stop following news from Romania.
Why? So interesting the news from Romania.
It's not. It's basically just like corruption stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Would you say Argentina is corrupt?
Okay, I'm not going to say it, but a lot of people do. Okay, yeah. This is not something.
Guys, this is a given. You know.
Just saying. Don't look at.
What do you have? Do you have any fun stories from growing up in Argentina in terms of in terms of like?
Do you find a fun? What's a fun story for you? Because I feel like fun is different for everyone.
Okay, not fun, but like people that like people find very odd when you tell them in here. Like for example, you know, you've seen my comedy. I talk a lot about murdering animals. No, that's fun.
There's animals, they're not real people, so it's fine.
It's part of the culture.
Killing animals.
Well, look, okay, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
Are you ready for a story? So when
I don't have a choice.
So when Romania joined the European Union, one of the requirements for the European Union was to stop, it's like Romanians stop killing pigs in the streets.
You guys kill pigs on the streets?
One of the traditions in Romania is you have to kill a pig for Christmas.
And it's, but everyone's killing a pig on the street?
Well, not in the street, but like on the road, because it's like villages, right?
Okay.
So they're like, you can't just stab pigs in the throat. That's not, it's not humane.
Okay.
And then Romania was like, we're not going to join the European Union.
But you guys did, right?
And they were like, what? I was like, yeah, we're just not going to do it. If this is a requirement, this, because they're like, you know, it's a culture, it's tradition. So then basically they came to a compromise and they were like, look, can you electrocute the pig so it dies of a heart attack before you stab him? So then they were like, okay.
I don't, like, I am electrocuting myself by accident. It is not, but like, it's not a nice feeling.
I don't know, man. This is what happens. So then basically I would tell the, because like I have all these stories about like, you know, growing up, like, especially in the village, like, because my grandma had a village and there was like animals and she asked me to kill a couple of chicken when I was like 7 or 8, right? Because like women are not supposed to kill animals. But like 70-year-olds are. So then, you know, I'm chopping off heads of chicken. You know, sometimes I'm killing snakes with a hoe.
You have snakes in Romania?
That's the small ones that are going around the house. They're not poisonous, but they're like, ah, it's a snake. It's El Diablo. You know, it's the devil.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know if you've read the Bible.
I haven't.
So don't do it. Okay. So it's the character development is terrible.
I heard it's a bestseller.
You know, it's like the twilight of books, like of medieval books. Is it medieval? Anyway. So that kind of stuff, like anything that, you know, I don't know. Did you grow up in a city, like in Buenos Aires?
Yeah. So when
like in an apartment?
Yes, in an apartment. Okay. We had an apartment. Well, so I didn't realize that, like, when I was growing up, I was not rich, but we were okay.
Right.
Right? Because I was like riding ponies and I was playing golf.
I was riding ponies and playing golf? We were okay.
We were just okay, guys, okay? Yeah, my dad had like a factory.
Okay, that sounds better than okay. My dad had a factory.
No, but listen what the factory was. Okay. This is the lamest kind of factory you can ever have. It was a life vest factory.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, it sounds like a lifesaver.
Anyway, it went bankrupt. It didn't save itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I like my dad was like...
So it was difficult to stay afloat.
Why did I start with this? This is my fault. I blame myself.
Interesting. A life vest factory. That is definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Do you ever have like? Do you ever bring home like for Christmas? Just like, Julieta, check your present.
No, he did make a life vest for me, custom made.
Really?
Yeah, it was cute. It was like a little. It looked like a little ballerina, mm-hmm. And it was really cute. I was like, this is great.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother and one sister. I'm nice. In the middle, like a sandwich.
Do they ever like just throw you in the water with vests on?
No.
But I believe in this product so much that I am willing to just try it on my kids. That's a good way to advertise.
Yeah, I don't think my brother ever did. We did fight a lot.
Ah.
I think I got concussions a lot.
My uncle threw me into a river to teach me how to swing.
That's not a good
I learned how to swim.
Yeah, but it's not a good technique.
I also hate my uncle. He's an alcoholic.
Just kidding. Are you sure you need that therapy again?
I might have to get back to one.
Yeah, I can give you the number of mine.
I'm just checking the. I have to restart the camera in a couple of minutes. No, I'll cut this off.
Okay.
So anyway, basically, so he had a factory that was making life vests. Yes.
Yes, and it went bad because everything goes sour in Argentina, and then we had a crisis.
Okay.
In 2001.
Okay.
And I know this because I was living there.
Ah.
And everyone was like, oh, we're fucked.
But was it?
And we were so fucked.
You weren't so fucked?
No, we were a little fucked. So basically, my dad is an accountant for big companies.
He's an accountant?
Does accounting for like big companies.
Okay.
Back in the day. Like,
right.
He had this factory and he was also doing that. And then we have, the government, mm-hmm. I know something about economy, it doesn't matter. So the government asks money for the banks, right?
Right, right.
And then the government has to return the money.
Yes.
And that's how, like, I don't know.
The system works, yeah.
Yeah. So the government was like, I'm not going to give you back the money. And the bank is like, you took all the money of all the people. I think
okay.
That's what happened. I'm not super sure.
Okay. Basically, something happened.
Something happened.
The money went disappeared.
If I was. So the main bank, they had all the issues. Mm-hmm. Was the one that my dad was working or whatever. Like,
right.
They were like, we don't know what to do. This happened. We don't know. And then the CEOs of that company just flew away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my dad went to work one day when it was like the whole thing. And then they were like, where are the bosses? Well, they're back in Canada.
Were they Canadian or?
Yeah, they weren't Canadian.
They just went back. They were like, okay, fuck this.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure they weren't polite about it.
Yeah, yeah. They're sorry, guys. I gotta...
they're Canadian.
Yeah, they're polite about it. They're like, excuse me.
We had to go.
Well, we're gonna have to... This is now your problem, eh?
Yeah. So we had 7 presidents in 10 days or something like that.
Really?
Yes. And we were making fake money, basically, like, we call it patacones.
Right.
So people were like, we don't have money. I was like, well, we can make this... Right. And so people were like
printing money, inflation, hyperinflation.
Yeah, we always have that.
Okay, so how much is like what is it, pesos? What do you use there?
Yeah, Argentine pesos.
I had no idea it was pesos.
Of course,
but
it's
I
pesos. We always have pesos. Everyone has pesos.
Everyone has pesos.
Yes. Yes.
Brazil has reals. Reals.
Yes, they're different. They're Portuguese.
Portuguese. So okay, so you start printing pesos until everybody's a lot of pesos.
Yeah.
Was it like pesos. Was it like Zimbabwe where you like walk around with a bunch of pesos? Wasn't that bad?
I don't know. The pesos didn't mean anything.
Okay, gotcha. It was like more like IOU.
Yeah, I don't. So basically, we had this system for 10 years that were 1 peso is equal $1.
Oh.
So we were. That's why our economy was pretty good, but it was
right.
A lie.
Right, right, right.
And then we were like, "That's a lie!" And then everything went down.
Okay, that's no bueno. So, but you were like at that point, were you like, well, did it affect you in a big way? So did you feel the crisis? Was it affecting you?
I think it affected everyone.
But because the thing, okay, let me give you an example. When I was, the 2008 crisis, did that affect you?
Was it a crisis?
The financial crisis, exactly, yeah. Like, as you know, it was all over the news, but I was like, this?
Wait, what was the crisis? The US, right?
The US, yeah, yeah. And there's yeah, like prime sure mortgage.
And, it happened to us.
And it like basically affected everybody. But I was like, I didn't feel it that much. I was like, is it the crisis? But like now with like the whole pandemic thing, it's a global crisis. You know, it's affecting everybody, like individually, yeah. Right? So interesting. But like in that time, were you aware that it was a crisis?
Yeah.
It was on TV everywhere.
Yeah, because like the thing is, the crisis, you can feel it because you go to the supermarket and before you can buy this much,
right.
With, like nothing,
right.
2 pesos. And and then you could see it, how little could you buy with time. And now and
so, in the groceries.
Yes, you can see that.
Interesting.
But the thing is, when you're living in that system that everything goes more expensive, you kind of forget that it's not a good system.
Right.
So you're like, okay, I have to pay more and more. But then when I left and I came back after a year or something, I was like, oh my God, things are so much more expensive than before. And
right.
Like,
fuck.
Yeah, it's but like, really fucked up. But
do the salaries go up or how do people afford?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how people survive it. I seriously don't know. I think people live with their parents longer or they move with a partner, so it's a bit easier to pay stuff.
But when you go back and you have euros there, do you feel like you're rich?
But it's crazy because it's very hard to get euros there. So for me, it's just money now.
Mm.
And then I go there and people are like, oh my God, look at this. Look at this 50.
Oh.
And I'm like.
Interesting.
Yes.
So people are like. Amazed by euros.
Amazed
in Argentina.
Yes.
Interesting. Is it the same? If you go there with Japanese yen, are they like, oh my God, Japanese yen?
I don't think so.
Okay, just euros are difficult to get.
Yes. Everything that it's strong coin.
You can't get it, like pounds or...
Yeah, I guess like dollars is important for us or like euros is important for us.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Argentina. Okay, very cool. Okay, so but let's talk a bit more. So basically, we've kind of ascertained a bit more about Argentina. It's a very interesting place. It's
so interesting. Come to visit. We need the tourists.
sounds like a wild place. Yes.
No. Okay. So every European person.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, tell me what.
I was gonna say it's like okay in that situation like I'm trying to draw parallels with Romania, right? In that situation.
Why?
Just trying to figure out like the mindset, right? Because for example, if things are not going well, we don't know why. We kind of know why, but like it's difficult to fix, right? Does that affect the mentality of the people and they become more negative?
I think there is a unhappy feeling because it's like, but the thing is, you're there. I felt like there was some sort of violence in some places, like maybe the bus driver is mean to you or like scream at. Sometimes there is stuff like that. But then I moved here and it was like, oh my God, we're so nice.
Right. In terms of like.
Yeah, because Germans are like angry and I'm like, you guys are fine.
Right.
You shouldn't be angry. It's everything works here. So it's like.
Because like the thing that I noticed when I go back to Romania, I mean, maybe that's not as much now because I'm getting a lot of hate for that. It's like, you know, people are always negative. And the problem is like they're negative. It's not negative or like okay things are shit, but they're never gonna change. That's the kind of mentality. So I'm like, okay.
Well, it's like kind of like oh party pooper.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like okay, what should I do now? Should I kill myself? Is this the next step that I do? Because like,
No, I think people just keep going in Argentina. I think you know how things are and you try to do... And we have this very conservative mentality of like, you go to college, then you get married, you have children. So you have that...
Once you jump in the in the so, system, you're like... Okay.
But everything's changing now, I think, because the feminist movement is pretty big now. So
In Argentina?
Yeah. So people are like not thinking so much about children, maybe later or like whatever.
Okay. It's like, is Argentina very Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. So do,
we just got abortion.
We just got abortion. It's the new update.
The Vatican just gave us abortion.
It's great. It's Argentina 2.0. Now with more abortion. It's like a DLC, downloadable content. Very good. So
I mean, we did have abortions before, just they were illegal. It's not like there was no abortions.
Right.
It's just now it's safe.
But how what was the punishment? Like if they caught you, like, you know.
That's the thing. There was no real punishment. I mean, women were dying and like getting.
That was the punishment.
losing your life.
you can get like an abortion degree, like a doctor abortion online, and be like, guys, I'm not an abortionist. And then people be like, oh, you're an abortionist.
Yeah. So yeah, but now it's good. Now we're safe.
Interesting.
Thank God.
So basically, obviously, yeah, okay. Like, but Poland is going in that direction. Interesting.
I hope they come back. It's a very like a shitty struggle that we always like get something for women's rights, and then someone always tries to be like 5 years in the road, like, you know that thing that you guys achieve, we're going to fuck it up.
What do you think is the most progressive country in South America?
South America? I don't want to say ours, but I think
we just got abortion. It's us.
I mean, Uruguay had abortions too.
Okay.
I mean,
what about Dominican Republic? Aren't they more...
Who?
Dominican Republic? Are they central or... No, they're South America.
I think they're not central. Should we search?
Let's find out.
Let's check it.
Maybe you should say Latin America. Is Mexico more progressive than Argentina?
It's Central America.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying Latin America.
Oh, shit.
Dominican Republic, country in the Caribbean. Okay.
Like then I have to do this. So where is it?
It counts as Caribbean, so I think it's central.
Ah, yeah, no, it's central.
Yeah, yeah, okay, doesn't matter. So basically, in South America, what do you see is the more progressive one? Is it Argentina?
Can you determine progress?
I guess like in terms of women's rights, in terms of like civil rights.
Yeah.
Is there discrimination or?
We do have a lot of shit, but like progressive, like people get educated way more
in
other places. We have a big middle class. I'm from the middle class.
Middle class.
You need to put something.
Middle class. Like sparkles. Middle class. Like,
you know.
But something. Is the middle class pretty big now?
Yes. Yeah,
Oh, interesting.
Pretty big.
First, because like, for example, in my situation, I think we were. I thought I was middle class growing up. But
you were
then,
poor as fuck.
But then I figured out I was like upper lower class.
Oh.
So not quite.
You have like little tiny pigs. You keep little tiny pigs. You were like, why do I have to eat things from the house?
Wait, this was supposed to be my gift.
He was like, this is for the culture.
Why am I eating Arnold?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Arnold. You were poor.
No, it wasn't. That's the thing is, you don't really realize you're poor when you're growing up there, right? But like, then you've.
Well, it's like me. I didn't know that I was rich. Not anymore. I live in this shithole.
What was the definition of rich in Argentina? Would you have like what, like three bedroom apartment?
Well, no, that was like five or something.
I was like, what was the definition of rich? Three bedroom apartment.
And we were we had two cars or we had one car. I think we had one car or two cars.
Okay.
The one I don't know. Wait. What else? We play golf. We had like
we play golf. I think
we play golf. It's a big thing.
But maybe like, is it like everyone can access? Is golf like a big thing in Argentina, or is it just like a?
I think so. Yeah, and we used to play tennis a lot and go swimming.
Okay, that's richish.
I was very shitty at tennis. I just want to say that.
Okay.
It doesn't.
I used to throw rocks.
Yeah.
At myself.
I just want to say that I'm not rich anymore.
Okay. Well, so what do you do nowadays?
Nowadays?
You're moved here in Berlin, you've been here for a Berlin. As an Argentinian in Berlin, do you hang out with other Argentinians?
Yeah, one.
One?
Yeah, I just have one. I don't see her much because of the pandemic.
Okay.
I just have one. My therapist told me that I should date Argentinians.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't want to.
That's actually a good topic. Have you dated Argentinians since you left Argentina?
No. Is Italian counts?
No.
Okay, no.
Does an Italian count as Argentinian?
Doesn't that no. someone from Rancon comes.
Because I have the same situation. I haven't dated anybody that's Romanian, still Romanian.
Do you have, like, do you miss it?
Not necessarily. I mean, the thing is, like, I've been thinking in English for the past, so I left Romania like 12 years ago, right?
Oh, wow.
So I've been thinking in English ever since then. Mm-hmm. So my whenever I speak in Romanian, a lot of people say that I sound like from 12 years ago. Because, like, a lot of my lingo is still from, like, 12 years ago.
Oh, you're, like, frozen in the past.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very interesting.
Cute.
So then, like, I'm like, so I feel like a lot of times when it comes to, let's say, if I were to talk to a girl from Romania, I talk to her in my 18-year-old Romanian awkward.
This is not hot.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot less confidence.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do, people that hear me speak in Spanish from Argentina, I lost the accent.
Really?
A little bit of the accent. And I was like, that's not a bad thing.
Okay, interesting. But do you still, okay, so how do you, having left Argentina for about 8 years, do you have any animosity when you go back to Argentina?
What's animosity?
As in, like, the people the people, like, look at you like, she's not Argentinian.
No.
They're like, no, she's Argentinian.
People are like, this is really? Another one. Yeah, I haven't changed. Last time I was there, mm-hmm. I saw my ex-boyfriend from, like, when I was like, I know, we are still friends. Anyway, we had, like, this thing when I was like 19 and he was like 17.
Okay.
And now I'm 23.
Okay. And he's 30.
I'm getting younger by the minute in this video. And he told me I'm still the same.
Okay.
Which I don't know if it's a compliment, but he saw, like, I'm better now. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm the same but better.
Okay. That's pretty nice. Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And is he married with kids?
No, he has a girlfriend.
Okay. Interesting. Are people getting married with kids in Argentina?
Like all my classmates from high school, they all have kids.
Interesting.
I don't have any kids
I
know of.
isn't it fun to say that as well? I know.
It would be funny. He's like, "Mama," like, he's the reunion.
Of, like, tiny little Julietas. Oh, Juliet. What's the male equivalent?
I don't think we have Julio.
Julio?
Maybe. Could be.
Okay.
Like a little tiny Julio. Okay. Oh, that would be so cute.
Do you have a lot of German friends?
I have a couple. We don't talk too much.
Very interesting. Do you have any friends?
You know, it's funny because, like, the other day someone asked me if I have friends. I was like, yeah, I have friends.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not alone.
No, I'm trying to figure out the terms of, now I'm going more towards, like, an integrating in German situation.
Okay. What I noticed is, like, my German friends don't understand my situation as an, like, immigrant, mm-hmm. which is, like, sometimes it's like, you know, on holidays or, like, Christmas or whatever, mm-hmm. if I don't choose to come back, mm-hmm. I'm not. You know, I'm in a situation where I could be, like, a bit sad. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, okay, I'm going with see my father. Like, you know, they don't realize that.
They have no empathy.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Classic. Very interesting. Okay, and then here in terms of, like, finding a job when you first moved here, was it difficult to find a job?
No, it was so easy. It was not the best job, but, like,
okay.
Actually it was super easy to find a job. So I was like, maybe I should stay.
Oh, really? What did you work as?
I was working, like, doing breakfast for a hostel or whatever. Okay. But I was, like, working twice a week.
But how good was your German at that point? Did you need it?
No, I didn't have it. So I didn't need it.
Oh, really?
Because it was, like, a hostel. So I could just speak English.
I see. Okay. Because I think this is what a lot of people, when they want to move countries, they're like, okay, how am I going to find a job there?
Yeah. Not super easy.
Did you hear that?
Hey, immigrate. It's easy. Don't come here.
Yeah, don't come. Go to
We're
Poland.
Full of people. It's full.
Have you tried Austria?
Yeah, Austria's better.
It's pretty decent, actually, yeah. Vienna. Okay, interesting, because I think I had the same situation when I went to, I lived in Japan for, like, a couple of years.
What?
Did you know about this? I lived in Japan for, like, 3 years.
Was it nice?
It was okay. So basically I went there, I was studying in the UK for a while. Romania joined the European Union, so when you join the European Union, it means that you can take a loan from the British government, and you can study in the UK much easier, right?
But you had to return that, right?
Yeah. Then they left now, right?
You don't have to return the money?
No. Everything sorted.
Okay.
But then the point was, at that point, it was like, you know, I was like, I was working for, like, part-time for some jobs, like, I was doing some reception jobs and whatever. I had some money set up, and I was like, I'm going to travel around, say, do like 2 months of, like, you know, gap year.
Okay.
Like, because before leaving Romania for the UK, I've never left Romania.
Right.
Poor. Okay. So then we were like, I'm going to check out Southeast Asia, because I like people going to Southeast Asia. So then I ended up in Japan, and I was in Japan, I ran out of money, and then I ended up finding a job.
Okay.
And then I was working as a recruiter.
Of what?
Of like of like people. Basically, I was recruiting bilinguals for like investment banks, but for a recruitment company.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of times what I would do is, I would, basically the job was essentially, you call people while they are at work and you ask them, hey man, do you want to change jobs? And then they hang up on you. So then you do that over and over and over until somebody doesn't hang up on you. And a lot of people don't want to do that job because it's so draining and makes you want to kill yourself.
Yeah, when you were telling me, I wanted to hang up on you.
Yeah, exactly. It's not fun. So basically, I did that for like 3 years, but I was living in Japan. Anyway, the problem was I was working from like 8 a.m. in the morning to like 11 at night.
Oh my God.
Because of Japan.
Yeah, it's such and expensive.
Then, yeah, and it's also like, it's not just expensive, but that's how the work culture is.
Yeah, right.
And also the problem is that a lot of people are Japanese, they don't answer the phone during the day, so you call them after 7 p.m. Mm. So most of the job happens, so you do research during the day, who am I going to call?
But were you talking in Japanese? No.
English. Huh. Everyone was English. I didn't speak any Japanese. Huh. I still don't speak in Japanese. I speak a bit Japanese.
Ladies!
But then, yeah, so I was living there for like 3 years, and then there were people like, the point is you can always find jobs that people don't want to do. Mm. And then this was a job that people didn't want to do because it was just a lot of psychological pain.
Yeah. I mean, when like, you know, these people, put them like, the people that are like, oh, immigrants steal jobs. It's like, no, we just do the jobs that you don't want to do.
There's a gap in the market.
We're not stealing anyway.
Yeah, nobody's stealing like, I don't know, like fucking.
Yeah, I'm not going to be Angela Merkel. I could.
Exactly, it's not that kind of situation. So then I did that for a couple of years, but then the point was like, it was easy to find a job, but then the situation at that point was like, it's Japan, you're a foreigner, and it's not just you're a foreigner, you look like a foreigner.
You do look.
Yeah. Like, this guy is this filthy immigrant. No. And basically, it's like more difficult to integrate. Plus, the you can read the fucking letters. I was trying to turn it into a joke, but a true story that happened a couple of times is, for the first 3 months, I was buying the wrong bottle of stuff to put in my hair because I thought I was buying shampoo. Turns out I was buying conditioner. So I was washing.
To be honest, that happens to my mom a lot, just because she cannot see. So she hasn't used glasses, and then she goes buy stuff, and then she's like, "There's no foam."
Exactly. So then I was walking around. So I was just getting haircuts all the time because I was just.
And now you don't.
Exactly. This is my psychiatry session, and now I've let my now I'm actually basking in the conditioner.
Full circle.
Oh my God!
Should I open the window?
Maybe. Fly out. But the point was basically like when I went there, I was only hanging around with foreigners.
Yeah, that's what you do because they get what you're living through. It's easier.
Yeah.
It's helpful when you have a German friend. Because they know other stuff that you don't know.
Right. So then at the moment, are you the German friend? Can you be German yet?
No.
Are you German?
I could, but I don't want to.
Do we have to give up your Argentinian nationality?
No, I don't have to. No, we're pretty... In Argentina, we're accommodated. You can have more passports.
But does Germany allow to have two passports?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
But would you, okay.
But I have an Italian one. I just got an Italian one. And Italian doesn't matter.
Okay, so you have no pressure to get a German nationality. No.
Unless Italy is like, we want to leave the UK.
How much would someone have to pay you to give up your Argentinian nationality?
$10? Just kidding. Like a lot. Like, buy me a flat.
I'm going to put it on TikTok. That's a good price. Yeah, that's a good price.
Buy me a flat. Who wants me to?
No, I'm just saying, it's a hypothetical.
But who?
Who would want me to give up? George Soros.
I mean, to be honest, a passport doesn't give you much.
I mean, you can travel in South America.
No, but it's not.
You can't. They've isolated us.
It's not like we have a union as well, like European Union, but Latin American one.
Right.
But it's not like we still need to get stamp in our passport. Mm. It's not like here that you can just go and no one stamps.
Right.
So you have to, and they tell you how long can you be in the country. So let's say when I was traveling with my German, he was getting 3 months to be inside the country, and I with my Argentine passport, I was getting 1 month.
Really?
So there you go.
That sounds like a union.
If you're from Europe, just go.
Oh my God, that's insane. I think, that's no bueno. Okay, let me see. I think we're kind of, I need to wrap up a couple of questions here before we kind of run out of time.
All your questions.
Let me get to the questions. I wanted to ask you, I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and they were saying that the first thing that happened to them when they moved here, my friend is from Mexico, as like when dating in Berlin, they had a problem getting fetishized.
Fetishized?
Exactly.
Wait, how does your friend look like?
I mean, just because they were Mexican.
Ah.
So then people will be like make like weird Mexican comments about them.
Oh, that's not it.
And I'm like, that has never happened to me. No one has ever fetishized my Romanian-ness. Has that happened to you?
Sexually.
Has that?
I want to say no.
Okay.
I want to say no.
Has anyone like yelled arriba, arriba during sex?
No. Probably I had. So I don't know. I think I do it in the morning. I'm like, arriba, arriba. It's time to wake up. Time to have sex in the morning. Yay.
I was going to say that I think it's definitely being like when I was looking at the lady behind you, she gave me the stink eye when you did arriba. Okay, last couple of questions. Okay, we did. What was your last job? Dating your first German, we kind of did that. Did you follow Argentinian news? Okay, if you could move somewhere else in the world, where would you move?
I always fantasized this thing about moving to an island.
Oh,
I know.
Like the UK?
No, like a nice one. Oh, my bum, that hurts. Like Malta. Like every time that I, but to be honest, this happens to me. Like every time that I go on holidays, I'm like, I could live here anywhere.
Have you been to Malta?
Yeah, really nice.
You know who lives in Malta?
Who what?
My mom lives in Malta.
No, shut up. Should we go visit?
She lives in Gozo.
No, it's so nice.
Have you been to Gozo?
Yeah, sure.
They moved there. My mom's boyfriend found a job there and they moved there.
Oh my gosh, she has a boyfriend.
She still fucks.
Gross. One time I saw my mom kissing a boyfriend that she had. And it was like something I cannot forget.
Really?
Yes.
Your parents are divorced?
Yes.
That's what I'm learning from this. Did they divorce before or after the implosion of the vest company?
So after.
Ah, okay.
After, okay. But not because of it.
Right.
It's because they didn't love each other anymore.
It's a very common. Sounds like my parents.
Yeah.
Only that happened to them before I was born.
Is your dad alive?
He's alive.
Ah, cool.
I was talking to him the other day, basically, and then he got the COVID vaccine.
Because he's so old.
And also he knows some people. Because like you can't just get the COVID vaccine without being, you know, connected in Romania, I guess, at this point.
Oh, no.
So he knows some people. But then basically, I was doing a joke about like, because he got the COVID vaccine, and then he messaged me. I was like, how are you doing? Are you okay? I was like, we never speak. These effects of the COVID vaccine are showing, and they're terrifying. My dad is now showing me love and affection.
He cares. He's about to die. Well, you have to be nice. You don't ever know what you're going to get when he dies.
Problems. I'm going to get a bill for the cremation. That's what I'm going to get.
Parents, am I right? Yeah, I don't want my mom to die. I think she spent a lot of money.
Do you have any messages for Argentinians that are currently in Argentina? Stay there.
So what's up? No, just like
if someone's thinking like I would like to move out of Argentina but I don't know what to do, what should they do?
I think they just like I wish I had like it's not as hard as to move away, but it's not as easy
to be away.
It doesn't fix all the problems. You will have new problems just and maybe it's a new level of loneliness, I guess.
Gotcha.
That you have to.
Is that because like I think I've had a lot of friends in Romania. I think after communism, Romania has gotten more family centric, and then people like their friends and like their families, and a lot of times they won't move because they don't want to be away from their friends and family.
Yeah, it has a weight. I mean, you can always find new friends, but like and new family, but it's difficult. It's emotionally difficult, and sometimes I'm like, does this make sense?
Does this make sense?
Yeah. Is it the money make sense?
Living here?
Yeah.
Living in this place?
Yeah.
Eating kebabs?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, but...
Does it make sense?
Sometimes don't. Doesn't.
And we're going to end right there.
What if you put like the yeah. like producer, and I'm like... Why?
No, it's interesting. I mean, to be honest, like for me, it kind of makes sense because like you're always doing something new.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Go.
It does make sense because... You are, when you go away, you are like, I feel like I'm the strongest that I ever been, or like the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a good one, but it's the best.
Right, it's strong.
It's the best. And I will never have that if I would have just stayed there.
True.
But I saw everything, I saw this world, and we idolize it a lot.
Mm.
So it's like...
When you see it from the outside, it's
It's like, oh yeah, but like it's still...
Right.
I don't know.
So the moral of the story is here, you will never be happy.
You will never be happy, so I don't know. Eat a cookie.
Eat a cookie. I mean, you might as well. If you're never going to be happy, just do what, you know, just try your best to be.
Should we just eat a cookie in silence?
Let's do it. And then that'll be the end of the podcast. And I'll put your Instagram stuff here. We're gonna eat a cookie in silence to conclude this podcast, guys. The Labrador Energy Podcast. Oh my God, I ruined it.
You ruined the cookie. This makes a lot of sense. I will eat half of the cookie that you
did. It's like a metaphor.
You know, eating the cookie. Eating the cookie means having sex.
Well, in that case, Julieta has all the cream.
You. Dragos, come on.
You literally have all the cream. I gotta
flush. You have a bit of your cream. This is so weird. It's pretty good.
That's it, we're gonna end there.
Cool.
Do you wanna plug anything?
What?
Do you wanna plug anything?
My phone somewhere?
Like, I'll put the Instagram, but do you want anything else to plug?
Follow me.
It's just gonna be like crumbs coming out of your mouth. That's gonna be the last thing of the podcast. Follow me. I just want to be followed.
But not on the street.
That's it, okay. That's it.